Position number 20184, Rule 2.
Little repairs to the cable that I was using, and then you had a generating box, like a generator that you plugged into, and in your rods you had different size rods, like knitting needles to me. You know, they went in different sizes, and you were taught what size rod to certain metal. You know, if you used too strong a rod, you would burn a hole in the metal, you know, it was too strong. And all the lessons, that little things like that you learned. And, God, I mean, it took, well, you were in the school about 6 weeks, and then you came out. But it would take maybe the 12 month before you really knew your job, like everything else, practice proof, perfect. But after that, once you got into it, well, you did your job well, and that was it. And if you didn't do your job good enough, and the man you were working with didn't think so, well, he would ask for somebody else, you know?
What happened if you didn't like the man you were working with? Did you go and ask for somebody?
Well, I got on with, I know in my own experience, I just got on with everybody, you know. I should imagine it, this, if you didn't like somebody, you just go and complain about it and, oh, I don't want to work with him kind of thing, and get shifted. But I got on with, you know, I didn't have anything, any trouble like that. You know?
What kind of, did you have a helmet? Did you have a helmet or did you have to go on?
Well, when we first started, we had like a box with a handle on the inside that you held up to your face. And but as time went on, these helmet things come into fashion, like on a hat band, you know, and you just knock it down. But I mean, they come into the goal about 6 months, 8 months before I finished, you know, because once I got married, well, the war was finishing then anyway, you know, I got married, and then I had to beat me baby, my first baby, so I had to give up.
Did you regret giving up?
Well, I liked my work, but I mean, I was married and I was having a baby, so...
Did you work at all when you were married?
Just for about a couple of months, that's all.
That
and then I was, you know, I found I was pregnant. And you see, in this work you had to climb high, you know, parish things and that. And I was a bit frightened then in case anything happened. And I didn't want now to happen to me with having a baby, you know, that because we used to have to climb up the sides of the ships, you know.
Climb up masts as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you find any other things? I mean, was it difficult for you at all being a woman in the shipyard? I mean, in other way, I mean, I don't know if it's very personal, but like things like the time of the month and all that, did that affect you at all, being in a ship?
No, that didn't. We used to wear thick boiler suits anyway, you know, because we had a boiler suit on. And there was no problem like that. Not with me, anyway. There was only, if you weren't careful when you were welding, all the sparks used to come and burn you. You had little bits of hair, tufts of hair, you know, where you had to keep your hair covered.
What about the slag? Did that get on your hands or on your face? Did you have any problems with, like, you know, the slag for the welding rod getting on your
face? Oh,
skin?
No, because we used to wear big gold gloves to here, you know. You had your boiler suit on. And then your gloves come right up to here, more on, you know, nearly to your elbows. And you had your mask in front of you. But God help you if you've got a, what they call a flash, you know, when a welder strikes up, it's like a, when the welding rod hits the metal, it's like a white flash, you know. And if your eyes are not protected, oh, you, well, it's something, it burns the skin off your eyes, something, I don't know, but oh, it was very painful, that.
That happened to you, too?
Oh, it happened to Cody, because you might be walking past the well then, not knowing he's going to strike up,
yeah,
kind of thing, and the flash would just hit you. And if you were looking at it, well, that's when it happened. And it's like a sort of a skin over your eye, and it's burnt off, whether it's a razor, I don't know how it happened, but it's, it's your eyes. I hope you never experience it.
I've worked in a shipyard as a welder's labourer, actually. I'm sure I have my glasses always protected.
Yeah, but it was, you know, they would try different remedies, and I know it's one old man, I'm saying old, he must have been about in his late 40s, you know, he was a welder, and he said to him, now, the best thing for it is a sliced potato, a raw potato sliced on each eye, you know, and just lie down in a dark room, it gets better. And it worked. Oh, it was very soothing because it sort of burns you, you know. And,
what did you think about working in the shipyard, Walter? I mean, what, you know, I mean, it sounds like you had a really good time there, but what do you think about the conditions and the way, you know, the kind of things that, I mean, men have to do all the time? What did you think about those conditions?
Well, it was a bit tough, hard, you know, but it was a job and you just got on with it. You know, that, I mean, I don't know if I would, I don't think I would like to do it now, you know, and, but I would do it if there was a war on and I wanted help, I would go and do it, you know. But, no, I didn't think nothing of it. It was a bit tough and hard at times, but you just got on with it. I think maybe it's with us being young, I was more resilient than, you know. And then I say I should be quite proud. I think I was the bee's knees.
Did you tell your friends that?
Oh, yeah. Well, most of my friends worked, you know, they worked there as well. What friends I had, we worked in Swan Hunters at Wall's End, you know. I had a long way to go to get to work, you know.
How did you do that? How did you get to work?
Well, we used to get the bus over to Hebburn Ferry. We used to take right down Ellison Street Bank. And then we used to get the ferry over, and then it was just more or less round the corner to where the ferry was. I don't know if it's still running now, that little ferry, is it?
I don't think so. It's a charity
ferry. Yeah. It was only a little ferry, but we used to go right down the steep bank at Ellison Street. Of course, the whole area has changed now. Changed with the time. But it was only a little ferry, and we used to just go across, and then we walked. I think we walked, I can't remember. Walking up a little bank. Oh. Around the back of it, you know, we had to walk round to get to the main gate to go into the works itself.
Yeah.
Because I've often seen it on the television, you know, when I've showed you any pickets or, you know, the entry into the yard. And that bank, it's still there, from what I can make out. But at the side, there's all big flash offices, like an office block and that, you know. Well, that one, they went, there was offices, but not as good as what it is there now. And then went through the main gate. When you went into the main gates, well,
I was going to ask you, in fact, when you were working, I mean, the person who was in charge of you all the time was a shipwright. I mean, they didn't have a foreman or a charge hand telling you what to do, is that right?
Oh, well, the man that I worked for was more or less in charge of it, but there was a foreman over him, you know, in a charge hand. They were over him. But this, the man I worked with, he used to tell me what to do. He would say, oh, Alice, I want so-and-so doing it, you know. And I just stood to one side till he wanted us, you know. He would be doing, he would get the job ready, you know, and then he would say, right, just tack round there, and I would tack round, and then it would be ready for when the welder come round to do it properly. And then I would have to more or less stand to one side and wait till he did, you know, got the next part ready for us to do.
So you weren't working all the time?
Oh, no, no, it was... I mean, I could stand about for about half an hour.
So you were, there's quite a lot of the time you ride up. Now, most of the women who were there in the yard, were they, where were they from? Were they from Jarrah in Heaven or were they from Moses?
Oh, yeah, well, there'd be about half a dozen of her from the Jarrah area, you know. There was three of her from Primrose. But the others were from North Shields, Whitley Bay, you know, around that side of the river. There were more, you know, most of them were lived over that side. But we got on all right with them.
Did you know the women from Jarrah?
Oh, yeah, because, well, sad to say, there was three who were from Primrose area. And two of them have died since then. I mean, Joyce, she died when she was 21.
Yeah.
And the other friend, she was about 30 when she died, you know. And they were doing the same job as me, you know, tacking them. They weren't tackers. And when you should mention tackers, now I don't know what you... You know, different ones. Well, what's a tacker? What tack welding? You mean spot welding? that's the I loved my job, and it wasn't a chore. You know, it was. Used to go out and go to work, and I had more pleasure going to work than I did going out at night, really, you know. It was because I used to be terrified of the air raids and I would never leave home, not often.
Was there ever an air raid on the yard?
There was one Sunday, there was a bad air raid, but as it happened, it was a Sunday that I didn't work. I wasn't working that Sunday, and apparently a bomb had been dropped in the middle of the river, you know, that just missed the ship that they were building on. It was on the river side. It just missed it by yards, you know, and I was glad I wasn't, but that was the only time that I can remember. It was a really bad area, and it happened on a Sunday, and that would be must have been about 1943. No, I'd been there about a good 12 months or more, and they dropped a few bombs, you know, along the river, but these bombs in particular had just missed the ship, and I would have been on that ship. It was the ship that I was working on, you know. But it was sad that, you know, because that particular idea had been a bad day, and there was, the shipyard wasn't bombed. There was none fell on the shipyard, but round about the surrounding area, you know, the bombs, the places had been bombed and that. And, well, it was a horrible thing, that, you know.
It's been horrible. It's been quite a sight coming to work the next day.
Oh, yeah. When I lived in Lindisfarne Road then, you'll know the area. Well, when we first went to live there, it was Lindisfarne Road. There was Finkel Terrace and there was Chillingham Terrace. It was only the three streets. And of course, they built up after that. But the rest, where your own parents live now, was just all fields, hill park, you know. You were out in the country, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And the buses didn't used to run very often. And the last bus used to be about 9:30, so I didn't go out at night time very much. If there was a party, you know, among one of our friends that I worked with, or one of the lads that had a party, we used to go, maybe go to an odd dance, go to the picture, but not very often. No. In the summer it was all right, because it was light, and then you could walk. You know, when it was dark, I didn't like walking around, because we lived behind the cemetery there, you know.
Yeah.
And I used to be terrified. And he used to say, well, it's not the dead you want to be frightened of.
Accession number 20184, Reel 2 continued.
The first question I wanted to ask you was about one of the things that we realised, and one of the things that made us do this research, was that we felt that women and what they'd done in the war,
mm-hmm.
that it had been neglected, you see. Nobody had done anything about it, nobody had sort of written up. And there's very few references. Do you resent? Do you feel any resentment towards the fact that that's been quite neglected? Women working in the war.
Well, I often wondered why it wasn't mentioned. You know, more than what it had been. But I didn't really resent it. You know, I wasn't that. As I say, you read about them from the ATS and the Land Army girls and the munition workers, you know, working in the bomb factory and different jobs like that. But there was never anything about the women that worked in the shipyards. And, but I wouldn't say I resented it. I just, you know,
but thought was you were just neglected.
Yeah.
No, I think it's, you know, what you were saying just now there about the reactions of people who work in the shipyard. I mean, it must have been. It seems like from reading what you said again, that it was quite hard for you to.
Well, it was. I used to think, well, why should they think of we like that? You know, we were as good as anybody else. You know that. I mean, it was a. The woman, how can I put it? I don't know how to put it. Like, no matter in any walk of life, if you wanted to be a bad girl, you would be a bad girl.
Yes, yes, so it had nothing to do.
This is what I'm trying to explain.
Oh, yeah.
It annoyed me to think that they didn't like the idea. They thought if you worked in a shipyard, you were just naturally after the fellas that was working there, you know.
Yes.
And I did object to that.
Yes.
I thought, well, that wasn't fair.
Yes. And that was very. Was that widespread amongst a lot of people that you met? And was it?
Well, it upset me.
I mean, Well, I mean, were there a lot of people who said that sort of implied that sort of thing? That because you're working in the ship.
Oh yeah, yeah. There was quite a few, you know. Just she works in a shipyard. Don't want to have no to do with her.
Was that all men, or was it men and women?
Well, mostly men. You know, young lads. If you know when we went out with the young lads, went to a dance. She was. If you worked at Rero's, you were all right.
Yeah, would that be the same as? Would women react like that towards you? Women who didn't?
No. I didn't find that among the women. Just they all thought, well, it's a dirty place to work in, you know.
Did you think men in the yards were resentful at the fact you were a woman coming in to the shipyard? Did you think you were going to take their jobs?
Well, in my case, I don't think that, and that it, you know, because I was only young when I went in, and there was no way I would take anybody else's job of them kind of thing, because, as I said before, the young lads that were able to do it were away in the army, being called up and this kind of thing, and there was only young boys like myself. I mean, the boys then, the men now.
Yeah.
You know, when you're only 16 and 17 men, well, you are still kids, more still are now, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
But we got up, you know, once a bad with them, it was the older ones.
What
To me, the men never resented me, no.
Did you feel like you had to prove yourself when you went in, when you started off?
Oh, yeah, I had to sort of let them see we were as good as the lads when it come to doing our jobs, you know, and because if you couldn't do your job, they didn't want you with them, you know, you more or less hampered them. If you didn't do your job properly, but you would have to get somebody else to do it, you know.
But did you have a feeling that because, like, you were a woman coming in, where a woman had never been before, right, that you were under extra pressure to sort of prove yourself? Did they sort of say, oh, here's the women, you know, here's all them young lasses, they aren't going
to
be bad.
Oh yeah, they used to think, oh yeah, the woman, you couldn't sort of do the job. And as you see, I had to show them that we could do it, you know. Of course, as I got older, I got more experience with the job. And I could do it as good as the men, but at first it was harder at first than it was, you know, later on.
Right. Yeah, and you didn't get the same money as them.
No.
What did you feel about that?
Well, I wished I could get the same money, you know, but then the men were doing, to me, they were doing a harder job than what I was.
Oh, why was that?
Well, they were doing they had more experience than what I had. Do you know that? I had the years' experience behind them. I was just sort of a newcomer, after I'd done my job for about 3 years, then I thought I should have the same as them, you know.
But you were a tack welder.
Yes, I wasn't a tradesman, you know, sort of just like a labourer, more or less, you know.
But you weren't even paid as much as the labourers, were you?
I can't remember that. I don't think I was getting it. No, I wouldn't be. Because the women were on it. I think they were on a lower scale than the men.
Yeah.
Did you know, all round. We didn't have any piece work or anything like that, you know, we couldn't.
But did you think you should be paid, you know, equal work, equal pay? Do you think that would have been the right way to do it?
Oh, yes, yeah. You know, I used to often think, well, why should I do the same job as him, like a boy of my age?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
See, I was 17 and now there was another lad there, 17.
Yeah.
And we were both sort of doing the same job. And he was getting that little bit extra to me. Oh, yeah, I wanted to have the same as him.
Was that a common feeling amongst the women who were doing the sort of
Yeah,
jobs?
I think it was, you know.
Did they ever try to do anything about it?
No, no, because there was unions, but, you know, the women didn't bother with unions.
Well, they didn't take an active part in it, did they not?
Pardon?
They weren't active in the unions?
No, no.
Why do you think that
was? Nobody that I knew of.
Oh.
I suppose they just weren't bothered about it, you know.
Why weren't you bothered about it either?
Well, it never entered my head. I was just doing a job and that was it. You know, I mean, in this day and age, I think there would be more of that kind of reaction.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, going back in our time, things were totally different to what they are now.
In what way was that? I mean,
Well, at first you had a job and that was it, you know. I mean, it was better to go and do a job for small money as not have a job at all, you know.
Would that be true? I mean, one of the differences is about women. I mean, you were a woman doing a job in a man's world.
Yeah.
Right. Now, do you think, well, I mean, do you think things have changed for women since then? I mean, it was very, what you did is actually very unusual, because not many women have ever gone in, ever, and done those kind of jobs, you see.
Mm.
And even now, there's still a minority of women who have done those kind of jobs.
Yeah, doing that kind of work. Well, I think there would be more, what's the word, militant? You know, there would be, nowadays, they would stand out for it more money, you know, more equality, like.
Yeah.
But equality's never bothered me.
Why's that?
Well, I think it's because I was brought up, you know, from...
What,
it never really bothered us being equal, you know. I'm married, I've got a family, I've got a home, and I'm content with my lot.
Yeah.
Mind if I was young, it might be different, you know.
I mean, having
if I had my youth back.
I mean, what way? Could you see yourself going out and following a career or a job or something like that instead of...
Yeah, if I had the opportunity. See, in my day, When I was in my teens, they didn't have the opportunities to do that kind of thing. But now they have got the opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think if I had my time over again in this age, I would be the same as the rest. You know, go for a career, you know.
Not simply concentrate on being a wife and mother, you'd have a career as well.
Oh, yes, yeah. But then again, I wouldn't think that, well, I've got a career, although if I've had the education and what have you, now I had, say, degrees, university degrees, the same as somebody else, well, I think I would expect to be paid the same, you know, that kind of thing.
Can I just ask you about there's two things. One is about the training that you had. Now, you went, where did you go for training?
Well, it was in the shipyard. It was in Swans, but it was in a came into the shipyard, and then it was in a, like a spot in the corner of the place, you know. Uh-huh.